John Ellis, in a letter you sent to friends and supporters of the theater, you stated that it may soon cost more to attend a performance at the theater. Explain why you're concerned about proposals now being considered in Raleigh.
This really deals with the tax reform portion of this, where I believe the goal, and we are connecting dots, obviously, is to lower corporate taxes and put in a flat tax for personal income tax. And the state is looking for many solutions to find the money to support this, one of which is to put a sales tax on more services. One of the services that they're looking at are admissions to entertainment and museum admissions from nonprofit corporations. At the same time, there are other pieces of legislation being proposed that would reduce the funding to state organizations that support us, the North Carolina Arts Council. And then a third level is nonprofits in the state of North Carolina, as in virtually every other state in the union, as far as I know, either do not have to pay sales tax or can get a rebate on sales tax. And there is some proposed legislation that would be nonprofit organizations would no longer be able to, they would have to pay the sales tax and not get it back. So there are kind of three legs that we're looking at. Number one, potential reduced funding from the state itself because they are reducing funding to organizations that fund us, so our income would be reduced. At the same time, taking away the exemption of sales tax, so our expenses would go up. And the third leg is, well, typically when you're in a business, if your income goes down and your expenses go up, you might look to increase the price for your services. But now the state wants to impose a sales tax on admissions of up to 6.5%. So our prices are going to be going up naturally. So it's kind of that three-legged approach that we're facing. I don't know that that's all in one piece of legislation, but they're all three out there.
But how would you respond to someone who says, look, if a ticket costs $60 and it goes up $3 or $4, someone who can afford a $70 ticket or a $60 ticket really isn't going to blink at a $3 or $4 increase on the price of the overall price of the ticket.
But if one of the things that when you look at it, nonprofit organizations, ticket revenue alone does not cover our expenses at all. The ticket revenue here at the Diana Wortham Theater represents only about one-third of our income. I think there's the standard when you go to a nonprofit theater, the orchestra, the symphony, what you are paying, being asked to pay for that ticket, is essentially one-half the cost of what it means to bring that performance to you. We do our best to keep our ticket prices at an affordable rate so that not only the wealthiest people can enjoy what we have, but to keep prices down in the $20, $30 range so that more people can enjoy them and enjoy an entire evening out. So we have made a concerted effort over the years to keep those ticket prices a little bit more reasonable than you might find with a commercial promoter. And so this just it makes it less affordable to many people.
Right now there is a difference between the Senate bill that's been proposed and the House bill.
That is true. If we want to call it more severe, is coming more out of the Senate. The House of Representatives, I don't say protect, but be respectful of nonprofit organizations with many of these tactics. So it's kind of the less of two evils at this point, but our real hope is that the House of Representatives will stay the course and realize the impact that they are going to be making on nonprofits and all and everyone that the nonprofit serves. And as I say, the sales tax issue affects not just arts organizations, but social service organizations, public radio, et cetera, hospitals. All of the costs that we would bear would go up.
Is it conceivable to you that the sales tax revenue, if this one of these proposals does pass, would return to the community and to local governments, and then the local governments would be able to increase local support for the theater?
That's connecting a lot of dots. That's connecting dots that what goes to the state government will find its way back to local areas. I think history in under past administrations is there has been less money that goes to the state government coming back to the local government. I believe local government has a great many needs, a great many pressures on them. So it's a nice thought, but to see that dollar go all the way back to Raleigh and come back and then be re-granted at the local basis, I think my preference is let's just keep it here to begin with.
Does Diana Wortham Theater pay a tax on its gross receipts today?
No, there was a 3% gross receipts, and the 6.5% sales tax, we understand, would replace the gross receipts. That law was very convoluted. You had commercial promoters paying it. You had the Diana Wortham Theater did not pay it because we owned our own facility where the Asheville Symphony used to pay that because they did not own their own facility. And there was an exemption about 4 or 5 years ago that nonprofit performing arts organizations did not pay that 3% tax. And that's essentially what we're asking for here is that I believe this is really targeted at the large commercial promoters, the large sporting events, et cetera, but it is making its way down to the local nonprofit groups.
One of the issues that it's commonly debated now in the General Assembly is the question, why should taxpayers subsidize not-for-profits? How would you answer that?
Well, I believe the government is in the quality of life issue, and I think this is a very effective way to do it. As I said before, yes, there are some tax dollars that go to local government or to state government that are then re-granted through a large vetting process that return to the local community. One of the ways that state government, federal government, can support nonprofits is by making them exempt from paying income tax should they make a surplus, and also making them exempt from paying some of the other local taxes. It is their way, in a very efficient way, to support those organizations rather than, again, taking a dollar, running it through a process, and potentially returning it. It's just leave it there in the community for the support of those groups.
John Ellis, the theater recently installed a new marquee. If this proposed sales tax change is adopted, how would the purchase of that new marquee have been affected?
It would have increased the cost around $6,000 because on capital projects, when we think of sales tax, I'm certain folks think about it, it's just the daily thing. We go to the store, we buy office supplies, paper, et cetera. But on capital projects, when a nonprofit organization builds a major structure, anything which is purchased, the material for that is taxable. And right now, that is not considered a part of the cost because it comes back. But I think if we took the hypothetical idea of someone building a $15 million project, and there are a lot of capital projects in this community on the drawing boards right now, a third of that is material. That's $5 million at a 7% sales tax. That's an additional $350,000 that goes on to that project. And we know it's difficult to raise every dollar towards capital. So it's not just the daily operations, but it is the building. It's going to suppress building by nonprofit organizations as well.
So the potential is there for you to charge a sales tax, but also have to pay sales taxes.
That is correct.
That's
the double whammy.
John Ellis is Managing Director of Diana Wortham Theater. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.